An ex-Atlanta Hawks employee is suing the team for racial discrimination. Margot Klein, who is white, claims the team's external affairs director was discriminatory against her and fellow white employees. So to be clear here, the term reverse racism is not expressly included in federal civil rights laws. Lawsuits claiming reverse discrimination or reverse racism are generally brought as discrimination cases under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. However, when a racial discrimination suit claims discrimination against white people, well, you know how that hits the bloodstream of today's politics. So let's talk about it. With us in studio is Kenyette Tisha Barnes. She is the policy director with the Georgia Alliance for Social Justice, and LaSalle University sociology professor Charles Gallagher is with us from Philadelphia. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Professor, let me start with you. What is reverse racism? There is, as I mentioned, nothing in the law called reverse discrimination or reverse racism. So deconstruct this term for us.
Yeah, reverse racism is, I mean, in its simplest manifestation, is racism that's alleged to take directed at the dominant group, and in this case, whites. So that's when we say reverse racism, it really means racism directed at white people because they're white. But, you know, the real, again, the problem is reverse racism is really, I think, in some ways, it's a red herring. It's to suggest that there is systemic, sustained racism directed at whites because of their skin color, it's just not borne out by the data. What it really is, I think, is a narrative that is a response to perceived threat. Now, in this particular case, certainly someone, this woman, could have been the target of racism because she's white. But that does not mean that there is systemic, institutionalized racism against white people. In this particular case, you know, and to be clear, anyone can be racist at the individual level.
Yes.
But at the institutional level, it just doesn't bear out because, quite honestly, this is a white country run by whites, mostly men, and they are in positions of power. So their racial minorities typically aren't in a situation where they can systemically collectively discriminate against white people.
So, Professor, let's put a really fine point on it, because you are speaking to a question I have here. So let's go here. Is there any peer-reviewed reporting that suggests blacks and other non-whites are discriminating against whites in a widespread or systemic way in the area of employment and promotions in this country?
Not to my knowledge, and this is an area that I know quite well. We could flip that around, and I could show you dozens of studies where racism still plays out in the housing market, in financial institutions, in banks that are directed at racial minorities. So the reverse of this is just not true. There is nothing in the literature to suggest that reverse racism is something that happens in any kind of regular basis. Again, at the individual level,
sure.
Anybody can be racist to anyone, you know, and that's at the individual level. So, in fact, this person might be making a valid claim that she was targeted because of her gender and because of her race. But there is nothing in the literature to suggest that reverse racism is something basically that is infecting labor practices.
So, Kenyette, when you hear this term, right, this phrase, reverse discrimination, reverse racism, what's your reaction?
It's merely hyperbole masquerading as an outrage.
Okay.
So what I want to do first is give some vocabulary. I mean, I think we're using the term racism almost like social justice duct tape. I mean, it's not an end-all word. So when you have situations where you have black people in power, mostly situational employment situations, that's prejudice and that's discrimination. Yes, if someone who is black is your boss and they fire you because you're white and they might not like you, you have a claim for discrimination. Is that racism? No. So I think what we really need to do is we have to be careful with the terminology.
With the language.
With the language. Racism is systemic, as the professor said, and I agree with the professor 100%. It's systemic. And, you know, there's no peer-reviewed study to say that there has been systemic racism against white people by any minority race in employment, right. education, health care, criminal justice practices. So once again, I think it's just, you know, much ado about nothing, and it's merely hyperbole masquerading as an outrage.
Well, Professor, we found a 2011 CNN article where you're quoted saying, we went from being a privileged group to all of a sudden becoming whites, the new victims. So explain to me how that happened. What's the reasoning behind white victimization?
Yeah, I think what has happened is that I think that lots of a big segment of the white population feels threatened. And I think that it's been used by the Trump administration to make white males in particular feel very uneasy about the America they live in. I mean, for one example that I think is an interesting number that most Americans, and I'm speaking whites here, they overestimate the black population by almost threefold. The average American thinks that 38% of the population is foreign-born. It's actually about 13%. They overestimate the size of the Latino population. So for a lot of whites, what their perception is that those groups are taking over. And this is the threat. And I think a lot of the response, the reverse racism, why people go apoplectic about this, is because it's a response to a perceived threat. And the threat is that whites are basically losing their privilege and their status. And, of course, that is just wholly ridiculous. Congress is white. 90% of elected officials are white. 94% of all Fortune 500 companies are white. 75% of doctors are white. 87% of college presidents are white. We live in a white country that's run by white men, but they're seeing their power as slipping. That's the perception.
Yeah. In response to the suit from Ms. Margot Klein, the Atlanta Hawks said, we take all claims of discrimination seriously and have performed a thorough review of these baseless claims. The case was quickly dismissed at the EEOC level. We deny these claims and will vigorously defend against them. Kenya, the president tweeted that the TV show Black-ish is, quote, racism at highest level. Is the president asking America or just whites in America to believe in this notion of reverse racism?
Well, first of all, we need a deck of tarot cards to figure out what our president is saying. First of all, I think once again, in order to address the president's tweet, I do not believe this is a case where we need to take a look in the mirror and we need to acknowledge that there's some sort of reverse racism going. What I will say is, to the professor's point about a perceived threat, in order for there to be a perceived threat, you have to have acknowledged a position of power and dominance. And that's just clear strategy. That's just clear tactical defense. So one of the things that I often find with this reverse racism conversation is that the people who purport to have experienced reverse racism or that there is reverse racism tend to deny the original racism because you got to have that first, and also tend to deny white privilege.
And let's leave it there. Thank you both so much. That's Kenyette Tisha Barnes of the Georgia Alliance for Social Justice. And we've also been listening to Charles Gallagher, a sociology professor at LaSalle University. Thank you both. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you for having me.